Should we? Should we just
Mercedes,
hop in?
You know the drill. Just yep.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got it.
We going for this.
We haven't done a Mercedes episode.
We haven't.
No, you haven't.
Not yet.
No.
No. Yeah,
we should get her.
We got to get a Mercedes episode. We need a Max episode.
We definitely need a Max episode.
Right, yeah. That's gonna be a big hit. That's probably gonna be like our most.
That's
downloaded.
Gonna be the number one podcast.
I know.
Ever.
I think so.
You bet.
It's gonna. It's gonna compete with the DJ Cash show because that was a big episode. That episode really went.
I thought it would.
Yeah, we should just do Casera like every other week keep the numbers up.
Updates. I think you should have like a 10-minute update. You feel like
just talk about my life in the first 10 minutes.
Kind of.
Yeah, but that's something where I was talking about getting Casera in the first 10 minutes is like the back and forth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll start doing that.
Start with that update.
And then Kevin
can get into it. Maybe we need everybody. I mean, because I guess you know, folks, if you're listening in. By the way, we've already started.
Already started.
Yeah, but which is great. But I mean, this is like a this
Mercedes is like
what is this? This is like a not an end of the year recap because we're in a new year. But maybe this is like a state of the union going into the third year of the Corner Store.
Indeed.
Right, and we're trying to understand who we have in the building. Of course, we have DJ Cashera.
I'm here. Max
the Snack Door.
That was good.
Wow.
That's all.
Max, like, let me get my radio voice on. And we have Mercedes Zapata.
Hello.
Who has the giggles, maybe. But we're talking about a lot of different things, I guess. But yeah, I think, what do you think if we, should we all chat a little bit at the top of the show before we even bring our guest in the room?
I think we would have to, like, time ourselves because...
We could time it.
We got clocks all around this room.
Yeah, because Casera keeps us on. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my job.
But I wonder.
To keep us on time.
I wonder if we do some check-ins. Because, you know, everyone is so busy, right? All of us have so many things throughout the course of a week that are happening. And
Indeed.
So I'm wondering if it's a way to also, like, just check in. Because it's an opportunity for people then to come to those things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how many? I mean, every time I go on Casera's IG, she's, you know, letting you know about 30 brunches on Sunday. She's DJing, right? Every night of the week, you could like go to a turn up.
Yeah.
You know, Mercedes is constantly, not only like, you do a great job, Mercedes, of like not only letting people know what's happening in the personal life of your dogs, but, you know, also just like, you know, you put people on to so many great things that are happening around the city.
Seriously.
Too, you know, and it's really a place. Like, if you want something to go to, just like check out Mercedes IG.
Indeed.
But I'm wondering if, you know, up top, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe we should chat more as a family.
As a family.
Yeah. Kevin has all the events. Like, I always go to Kevin's page, like, what to do on my day off? Kevin always has something to go to.
What day off?
Yeah, I know.
What that's, day off
yeah.
do you hey, ever have?
I've actually been having a lot of Fridays off lately, people.
Oh, I've gotten texts like, what's good with COVID this week? What events are going on?
Yeah.
It's like,
I text Casera that if I'm looking for something to do. I'm like, yo, what's happening in the West Loop this tonight?
Kevin always texts me. It'll be like a random weekday.
I know.
It's Tuesday. It's cold. No one's out.
I'm like, but I know you are. I know you're somewhere.
Like, I know you're out doing something.
Exactly.
And it never fails. I'm like, all right, Kevin.
I know.
There's three events that I know of tonight.
Yeah, I'm doing five of them, which doesn't make sense. But folks, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
We never really formally acknowledged the 2-year mark, which I think is good in some ways, right?
We're just working.
We're just working.
Yeah.
We just, it doesn't stop.
Never.
But I guess, you know, one of the things I asked Max and I'm curious about, do you guys have favorite episodes? Like, are there things that, because now we've done over, I don't know how many. It's been, obviously, we drop one a week every Tuesday.
Yeah.
But so it's been over 100 and change.
Yeah.
Do you guys have favorite things that stick out for you? Just any good memories of or favorite guests or favorite, you know, gems that people dropped? Anything from, you know, the last few years?
I think Ambi Lyrics was one of my favorite ones because I feel like they really opened up on the podcast and I learned so much about the work that they do.
Yeah.
So yeah, my ballot goes to Ambi Lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about that episode that sticks out for me too. I think, you know, one, I love hearing about just like Midwest stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously Ambi comes from the Lou.
Right.
But I also, you know, I think it's, for me, I love keeping in tune with people afterwards as well, and seeing just how they're thriving And, you know, one of the things that I think we learned about in that episode is that, you know, she was working on a kid's, they were working on a kid's book that's now out in the world. And in our, that's a lane for them, too.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really cool to see them elevate after, you know, we get a little bit of time with them, too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Max, any memories?
Yeah, I was just actually scrolling back through a few minutes ago, seeing what episodes were this year.
But
yeah, of course.
Cheaters.
But highly organized.
One of the personal favorites was like The Giving Room.
Yeah,
I just think they do amazing work, and it's rare to see like a skating company be like kind of like a small nonprofit focusing on traveling and getting kids skateboards and skating experience. That was fun. Something you don't see too much of in the skating world, but obviously it's there. But unfamiliar with.
Those guys have also inspired me in a lot of ways. I
left feeling good.
Yeah,
after
me
that
too.
Interview, you know,
me too. And I thought about them a lot. I thought about their model a lot. They have a different kind of model for a nonprofit that, you know, in some ways like is thinking almost like a for-profit venture. I like the idea that in part they are also invested, it seems, in placemaking, which I think is very powerful.
Definitely.
And they're good folks, good org. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was also feeling the Micaiah McCraven episode because I didn't really know much about the man at all, and I kind of didn't do my research intentionally because I knew it was going to be an interesting interview, and learned a lot. The man is an amazing musician and has amazing experiences, and just the background in music that kind of blow you away.
You know, I since that episode, I've thought about what he said in terms of how he records a lot, you know, because that he talked about his process of basically getting a band together, improvising, recording it, and then chopping up those bits to sample himself as a producer, a hip hop producer would do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, him and his, you know, the different musicians he brings in kind of to lay that foundation. And I just think that's such a good example of hip-hop aesthetics applied across the genre to jazz, and that's kind of what happens when hip-hop generation kids grow up and maybe aren't in the genre specifically but are applying the aesthetics of the genre outside, and I think that's really exciting to see again and again in the world is how folks kind of elevate, evolve, and apply that kind of thinking. What about for you, Mercedes? Any joints?
Yeah, I feel like I'm relatively new. I know I've been here for a few months now, but I feel like
you've been in our heart the whole time.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I think that I had a lot of fun with the mini mart and just learning so many people's stories at once and seeing all these emerging voices and the way that they were brought up in the city and the way that they're contributing and how, like Little Mermaid's like, I'm not going to just stop doing one thing. I'm going to do it all and I'm going to be successful. And I love hearing that kind of confidence across the board with everybody. They're just like, I'm here, this is what I'm gonna do, and it was just exciting.
Yeah,
I just left feeling like electric, you know.
I love Little Mermaid.
Definitely.
The mini marts are so much fun. So
they were really fun.
So the mini marts, for those that don't know, mini mart, like every now and again we get the call from WGN to go on air live, which in my mind it's like when they call us I'm like, this is a bad idea. You know what I mean? Like, how are you letting us on air live? Like, we can't
rappers.
Swear yeah. Right, we can't, like, I have a foul
rappers.
mouth. We're bringing, yeah, we're just doing a lot that like you don't hear on the regular ass airwaves, you know.
Yeah, not at all.
And but it's like a late night show. After, you know, every time I Max has heard me bemoan, I'm like, should we do it? You know what I mean? But then it's like, he's like, yeah, of course. You know, it's like, I want to do it. And I think, I don't know. Do I want to? I think I do. But it always ends up being such a great night.
Yeah,
you know?
It's you're busy as hell, you know? So you got to put your energy where it makes sense so you can be doing the work that you do. So sometimes it's a busy week. You know, you don't want to be out till 2 a.m. one night. But like a weeknight, Wednesday, Tuesday nights, whatever the night we do it. But whenever we're leaving, it's like Mercedes was saying, it's always so much fun when you have like 20 people in the building and they all leave feeling good, you know, like that's a fun, that's good energy. You know?
Yeah.
And having you have to do commercials live.
That's my favorite part.
It was really great.
Actually,
every time you did, your like body, you would like tense up and raise up because you knew it was about to end with time. You're like, yes, I got it.
Yeah.
Like every time. It was Kevin like thrilling to watch.
Only person I've ever seen read commercials live with so much enthusiasm.
Yeah. Like living the most boring
thing ever.
You know?
He put so much life behind it.
Yeah. So we got to cut like a highlight reel of like just all of those and all, also like reading the snacks, you know, because he'll read like the nutritional value when he's giving it to a guest, you know, like all those things. And he'll really try to sell it.
He's going to make a montage of him.
That's right. Yeah, I've been off my game, but I want to read the ingredients. You know what I mean?
I'm going to make a montage.
The first 10 minutes of the
back to back.
That's horrible radio. But like I have a lot of fun with those nights. I leave feeling high, kinda, you know, and like I'm not drinking during those shows, you know. Or anymore really, but like that it makes me feel a little drunk once we get out. And maybe it's because it's so late and we've had all these different conversations, and I love that Casera's in my ear like telling me how to be on time and like not fuck it up basically.
And we always get it on time.
I know.
Thank
it's
God.
The miracle of radio.
I also leave feeling a little drunk due to alcohol.
Yeah. due to this is stolen spirits. We should try to do more of those.
Yeah, I don't know what the schedule is now late at night. I don't know what they have at night now.
Okay. I kind of like how
commercials
it's been.
For Kevin to read.
Just
get me in for commercials.
I like how it's been where it's, you know, just as they come, if it makes sense, you know, because typically, you know, it's tough to do with a lot of other things going on. But if there is, you know, we get the occasional call and it works out, those are fun to do, you know, but it's a bit much to do all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, should we talk about, is this interesting if we talk about role? Like, I don't know if everyone knows everyone's role, because, you know, Max, we call you, Max is the snacker, but you also book the entire show, right? I mean, you're responsible for all of those people being in the studio on time and everything like that, and probably other shit I don't even know about, right?
Well, helping produce some of the events we've done, which has slowed down a little bit, but I'm sure some more coming up, but I spend most of my time at the corner store. Getting snacks, not in the podcast booth, like literally spend more time than anything thinking about the guests, what snacks I should get them, you know, like when we had Rowboat on, I got Joe some healthy items, and then I got Lucas animal crackers and Trumu, you know, because he's the younger, I try to break them down, you know, from what I can see on social media.
It's not a small task.
It's the hardest thing I've done like all
right,
year,
right? Because you've been given that task recently.
Kogan.
All right. Yeah, and you were nervous.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, we were. It's okay.
I was, you know, I could have done better, but
just because I was like, you should just get a bourbon. You should just get a bourbon.
Oh, I know, I should have. I text Max and I'm like, do you really think really into this? And he was like, yeah. I look into it, and I was like, oh, I'm just grabbing random shit. And I walked around the same three aisles maybe about like seven times, and I know security started to watch me because I was like putting things down, putting it up, looking questionable, looking around like, is this the right thing? Is there a vegan coming? Like, yeah.
Yeah, you did great. I'm glad I don't have that job.
Max carries that task really well.
No, yeah, it's a for real burden. Mercedes, you've come on recently to not only make us look good with the photographs that you take, but also you, our social media has really ticked. Since you've been on the thumbs.
Thanks. Yeah, I saw an opportunity and I'm really having fun with it. Photographing all these artists is what I've always wanted to do. Like, I've always wanted to showcase artists in Chicago, especially ones that people aren't necessarily really knowledgeable about or people who I didn't think I would ever meet. So I get to come in every week and photograph them and talk to them on social media and promote them. So I'm having a blast with that.
And Casera, this is one of your many jobs, actually.
Yes.
Like, you are employed at WGN.
Yes, indeed.
You're in this room too often.
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, not this side of the studio. I'm in the other studio more often than here. But yeah, my job is to come in. I set up the recording, make sure that it goes as it should. And then I edit all the audio. I'm the person that makes the post go live for all to hear. So yeah, I get the most important job. I make sure people get to access this. Yeah,
it is.
Well, I appreciate all of y'all, and I don't know, man. I'm thinking, like, you know, so now we're going into the third year, right? And so what are some of the things what are some of the things we want to see this mighty small spaceship do? Who are some of the people we might want to see? What are some of the things we should do more of or in addition? You know, like what do y'all think is the future of this little podcast that could?
I think it might be dope if we did like a concert almost to showcase some of the musical artists that we've had on.
Yeah,
I am not mad at that idea. Thanks. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
DJ'd by DJ Cashera,
of course.
Oh, okay. I'm well, there. Shit.
I'll record the audio and I'll DJ. I got you.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
A performance series. We could do like a quarterly or like a something, See? Right?
Yeah, a performance series.
There's so many talented people. Whether it was like a gallery show or just a rap only show or all types of music, whatever it is, like
damn,
had over 100 people on this podcast of all different creative fields, like. Yes. Could definitely put together.
There could be a gallery merch show and have like have people come in and sell their merch.
Yeah.
All the visual artists can hang up their work and then have like the poets perform at that one and then do another one where it's like a concert space and have people come in and spit their bars and whatnot.
I love it. That's, well, shit. Why didn't I ask this earlier? Max, what do you want to see in the coming year? These are great. I'm glad we're recording this.
I mean, on top of things like that, I mean, some merch would be fun. Some
corner store merch.
But yeah, like, yeah. I really, well, I did like a while back, did like the Chiquita kind of flip on the logo where it says
corner
store. Just something simple like that. I need another beanie, you know?
Yeah.
I would love a hoodie for personal
That's
reasons.
Real. You know, I love t-shirts.
But I think we could do some fun merch just with the concepts. It's easy to work with. You know, it's a fun idea.
Call like, Rowboat.
Yeah, yeah, we'll holler at Rowboat. A beanie could be a good look if we were to drop that now.
Yeah, a beanie could be
hot.
We
have the design, don't we?
Yeah.
Indeed. Shirts
are always hot.
It's always cold.
It's always cold.
It's always cold. Hoodies are always a great buy.
It's always hoodie season. It's kind of always hoodie season in Chicago.
Yes.
I mean, most of the year.
Yeah.
Hoodie season and like, I don't know, what is summer, like mesh tank top or something?
Yeah, but then crazy. At night you can still throw on a hoodie too.
It's extremes. That's all we have.
We're going to put out a mesh tank top. Bring that back.
Catch us at your next barbecue.
Mercedes, what do you want to see in the coming year?
I'm loving that we're having so many more like women and femmes up in here interviewing. I want to see more queer folk being interviewed and knowing what they're doing in the city. I can't get that concert idea out of my head now, so that's fantastic.
Thank you.
I also like the idea of a dating show for Max that we talked about.
I know.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Max.
Okay, dating show for like different singles that we've had on the show.
I think
this could work.
Wait, what is it?
Like a dating show, and like each time we do it, it's a different single that we've had on the podcast.
Oh, and we like send them out on a date to a corner store?
Oh, and they have to pick each other's snacks. Get it right?
I don't know.
Yes, it's kind of like the like dancing show. It's like a new dance show where like each people have to learn the dance and they bring the dance together and perform it together as one. Make them both go out to corner stores and they have to pick out snacks. Or do like three different available people for one single and they pick who they want to go on a date with based off the snacks the person brought.
That's real.
Someone give us a TV slot.
I definitely want to host a TV show. But Mercedes, I think like what you're saying is like we finally want to see Max on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Right? Like Max.
I've been studying. Picked it up. I started watching it. Yeah. And I was like, Max can do this. Absolutely.
Max would be the best person on the history of that show.
Can we nominate? How do people get picked to be on The Bachelor?
We have an in and Max refuses to.
Wait, we have an in to The Bachelor?
Well, I got handed like the business card for the person that like is like handling like recruiting and whatnot.
Because they saw Max and they're like,
that's
yes,
not
clearly.
How that
yes, nonetheless. We need him. Come on, Max, do it for us.
No, it's not. It's not made for. This is like I'm not even trying to say I'm like a good person. I'm just saying like
you are a good person.
They don't have good people on the show.
I know. That's like why you changed the course of television.
On there.
That'd
be crazy if I was like that pivotal moment that changed The Bachelor into like an actual legitimate like wholesome dating show from like the morally corrupt and terrible thing it is for America.
The aspiring to moral decency. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This could be life-changing.
Shit, now I feel like I've been chosen.
You have a responsibility.
You have a responsibility.
Max the Snack Tour, DMs are open.
It's going to change the look of reality TV forever.
Well, all right. Let me ask you guys. So we have a growing list of who we want in here in the corner store.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh.
What are your ideas?
Yeah.
Well, I love these ideas.
Thank you.
I think these are the... These ideas are banging. I would like to see us get merch. I love the live event. You know, we just did a live event at Soho House and with Idris Goodwin and Rach Jackson. Mm-hmm. And there's something that's just so fun about the interaction with the audience. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of want to also think about where our right spaces for us to be in. And just record. We do a lot, you know, as a crew. Like, we do a lot in the public already. So one, just be like a little smarter about whenever we're doing anything outside of these walls, let's bring the recorder and get it on tape. But then I think, like, progressively, you know, shouldn't we also, you know, be, you know, maybe should we do like live conversations in schools? Should we do live conversations at the history museum? Like, should we be in a record store? Should we be, you know what I mean? For like a drop. I don't know. You know, I would love to like think about taking the conversation a little more on the road in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I do also like traveling. Like, we were in New York for a while, had that like run of New York shows. And just, you know, as I travel and as we travel, I would love to travel with the pod too, I guess.
Yeah. Take me and Mercedes with you next time.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, clearly. Yeah, needs to happen.
I'll give you some pointers on how to take pictures, or you have to take me.
Wow. I think we'll take you.
All right.
You can give him pointers. It still wouldn't be close to what you did.
Exactly. Like white wall, just a plain white wall.
Heavy ultimatum. Sorry, I cut you off. What was your question?
No, you didn't at all. That's okay. Well, who do we want to see in the corner store in the coming year?
Mercedes,
aspirational guest.
As someone that like is I'm not gonna say too many specific names, but someone that helps book the podcast and does a lot of that like email and communication, there are a lot of people that are down for the podcast but very hard to like nail down. Because they're, you know,
out here doing work.
They're doing work. They're busy. You know, I completely get it. But they fuck with you and fuck with the podcast, and they want to be on the show. But it's very hard to coordinate times. And then, like, you're, like, 7 emails deep going back and forth the times and nothing's working. So you kind of give it a rest for a moment and kind of revisiting and trying to lock down a time with some bigger people in the city that we've yet to have on the show, which we've had some amazing people, but...
Do you have anyone come to mind in particular that you're like, I'm going to get this person?
No, not too many people in particular. Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's hard to go back and forth so often with folks.
Yeah. At a certain point, it gets to the point where like, all right, great. You know, understand you're so busy. Let's revisit this in a month or so when there's like a complete, we've already covered the next like 4 months. And, you know, at a certain point, I don't want to book people too far because things change, you know. Obviously, try to be far in advance, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. There's some excited people that I think are very up for the podcast that just need to lock in times for. So hopefully we'll be seeing them this year.
Yeah.
I think it's also helpful to think about that concert theory or idea where it's like, if we can't get individual people at different days, if we have them at an event together where they can benefit off of like having a crowd, we can have them do their thing and then also interview them, and I think it's more worthwhile and more able to schedule it, and, you know, maybe.
That's fire. I love the concert series. Anyone you want to see? Sarah, anyone you got you hope we talk to this coming year?
I think maybe Jesse De La Pena and Jill from Vocalo.
Yeah, Jill Hopkins. Yeah.
Yes, I'd love to hear from them.
Jesse's coming up.
Oh, is
yeah,
he?
We got Jesse coming.
See,
up.
Look,
ask and you shall receive.
I thought ideas and Max already got it covered. Ultimately, maybe the founders of Party Noir would be cool to talk to, because like the brought an entire party scene to Chicago for queer, brown and black people was really, really beautiful to watch. That's all I got for right now.
Yeah, those are good.
Some like an example of kind of what I was talking about without naming earlier, someone like Hannibal Buress. I've reached out and I've actually like bumped into him at Cole's Bar, and he's like, he said he's up for it and he's a fan of your work and he's down to be on the pod. but is someone that I feel like will be very hard to nail down schedule-wise.
Yeah, we might have to go to him, you know, which is good, which is fine.
No problem with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Crystal Metcalf would be really fun.
Yeah.
Mm. I think she's got such an energy to her all the time, and I watch her Instagram story almost religiously. Every time she posts, I'm like, it's going to be good. It's going to be funny. She's just a great personality and an amazing talent, and she's hilarious.
We should get her at Chicago Next, too, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
At Soho.
She's fantastic.
Maybe we could do, maybe we could experiment with the, like the Soho, like the corner store performance series. Like maybe what we do is we get her at Chicago Next and interview her and then have her do a sit. Yeah. I think that would kind of be dope. You know, right think there. About that kind of structure more for some of the stuff that we're doing. That's a really good idea.
I want to see Kristen Casa.
Yeah. And then she's someone who I think's been on our list for a while. But all these people we love and are excited to. I mean, I guess as folks are listening, you know, please let us know who you want to hear in here.
Yeah,
you know, folks you
want
to see. Please, please do. I don't know, folks. I think this has been a good little, you know, peek, little preview. Anything folks should know that, you know, folks who are listening should know about, you know, what goes on behind the scenes? Any gems or you guys want to talk shit about me at all? I mean, feel free. But
no,
any like little, any like little gems or tidbits as we're wrapping up that folks who listen and who are connoisseurs of the corner store that they should know, or maybe they're not privy to because they're not in the studio with us.
There's a really, really nice view from where we are.
Yeah.
We get a beautiful view of the Chicago River and the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. No, this is a beautiful place.
It's behind me, Mercedes. It's like,
it's also
Mercedes
dark.
Started looking really awkward at me, like, because Sarah, like, I can't see the Ferris wheel from here.
Office building.
I see the Tribune building, that's about it, from this side.
Sit behind me, Mercedes, over here. I got the better view, I'm sorry.
I think
we are open to suggestions of people, too. If someone's like, hey, I really want to be on the podcast, I think that'd be great to have them.
Yeah, that'd be great. And that's I love when that happens. Like, I get hit up with people, you know, I love when past guests will be like, yo, you should have this person on. And I really love, like, that just happened and has happened a number of times. And I love that because that to me, that's like they enjoyed the experience enough where they're like, yo, my man should come on, or like this person I co-signed should come on. And I like that.
I also love to have people like ask us questions that we can answer, probably more so towards you, Kevin. Just have someone like, we can start it off just saying, okay, so we have these top three questions for Kevin today.
Yeah, like, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. DM us your questions. DM us questions. For us.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think that's a good piece.
I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Genius. That was genius.
Max,
wow, Max is like blowing up.
This was Tommy to pay my bills for the month.
Okay, good.
I forgot I said two alarms.
Multitasking.
That's important.
Multitasking. Well, y'all, you know, I know that this is a labor of love, and I appreciate y'all being down week in and week out to do this. It's a space that, you know, I like, because, you know, I think I tell Max this all the time. Like, I love coming in. Even if I'm low energy or if I'm feeling fucked up or whatever it is, I usually leave this space feeling much better about my life, you know? And spending a little bit of time with y'all every week is a big part of that. You know, it's something that even if I'm like, oh man, I don't want to fucking go, like, afterwards, I don't feel that way, you know? And you all have everything to do with that. So, you know, thank you so much for the year that was and the years to come and everything. I appreciate you all.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Shout out our super producer, DJ Cashera. Big up boss man, Todd Manley. Thank you to our official corner store photog, Mercedes Zapata. Salutes to the snack door, Max. Also, please, y'all, follow our Instagram. It's corner_pod on IG, on Twitter. Tell us who you want to see in the corner store. And also, please consider dropping a couple of dollars into our Patreon account. It's patreon.com/corner_pod.
The corner store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.